Greetings, Flesh Wound Horror Freaks, and welcome back to Fleshtober Part 2. I am Daniel Shine, joined by producer Todd Loya.
Good evening.
Bugspread.
Namaste.
And Mike Kruger.
What's up, you sick motherfuckers?
So Kruger, let them know how Fleshtober works.
So what we do for our Slashtober special is rate and review a slasher film, and then at the end of the episode, we will add that movie to a list compiled from our previous episodes, and from there, we will vote and eliminate one slasher from that list, leaving us with our top three slashers, aka our three final girls. So Todd, why don't you tell us what our final girl list is so far, and what we are reviewing tonight?
Okay, up for elimination, we have Slumber Party Massacre, Eyes of a Stranger, and Evil Dead Trap, and also tonight what we're going to talk about, He Knows You're Alone. So far eliminated, first, we have Edge of the Axe, second, Just Before Dawn, third, Charlie's Farm, fourth, Skinner.
Boo! Recount. Yeah,
some bullshit.
All right, so we'll get right to it. We'll see how He Knows You're Alone fares, which is a 1980 film from director Armand Mastroianni. And in this film, now you see him, now you don't. The face of a killer appears out of the darkness and just as quickly disappears. A young woman has an eerie feeling that someone is stalking her. Another beauty steps in a shower, and a bathroom door handle slowly turns. We're in slasher flick territory, and also in a rare realm of film history, because screen icon Tom Hanks makes his debut in this shocker. All right, so He Knows You're Alone. I've watched this movie, this would be the third time that I've watched the movie for this show. I watched it once forever ago on VHS, way back in my early horror watching days. Then I watched it again when it came to DVD, and now on Blu-ray. So, 1-1-1. That might be three times too much, but I'll start it off with something good to say. I thought the opening was actually really cool. It's weird, the movie theater sequence. Yeah. So it does kick it off with a bang.
I kind of wanted to watch that movie, though.
Yeah, unfortunately, that's where it all peaks. And every time, it's a weird thing with this film, because, of course, I was very little when I first watched it on VHS. And I think through each format, I think, you know what? I think this is probably better than I remember it. And no, it is just as mediocre as I always remember it being. I mean, I feel like the only reason this one is known at all is, well, number one, it came out in 1980, just a few months after Friday the 13th. Early in that explosion, and Tom Hanks. I think that's really
the bull, you get the horns. I'll argue for Paul Gleason too.
Well, yeah, but I mean, that's the main reason. This film, I mean, you can tell the director's not a big horror fan, although he did go on to direct The Supernaturals, which is one I know a lot of people want on Blu-ray, and episodes of the Friday the 13th TV series, which I freaking love that show.
The 90s Dark Shadows too.
Yeah, he did. So, I mean, he still did a lot of genre work, but this is more of a suspense film. There's no mystery with the killer. The killer's pretty generic. And I have no issues. I mean, hey, being more suspense driven, but it's not suspenseful. There's no mystery. All the characters, I mean, I don't necessarily think the actors are bad, just everybody's forgettable. And where the fuck is Amy's fiance while Marvin is constantly cucking him throughout the whole movie?
That's what I was thinking.
I did pop for having porn in the back of your car like that. That was how you bought it back in the days for some of us. But Todd, I'm not that old, but Todd bought some porn in the back of a car.
I can 100% see you doing that, Dan.
Of course.
If I were a little older,
you can still go buy porn out of a trunk now, Dan, if you really wanted to.
Can you? Is there?
Some, isn't that where you get most of yours?
In my heart, I'd
you
like
find
to
the
believe,
guys on the dark web.
That's fucked up. I don't think that would be out of the trunk, but I'd like to think there's somebody just driving around the country selling smut out of the back of their car. That sounds wonderful.
You know what? In the video store days, there was, because we used to have this guy who used to drive up, sell us boxes of porn.
Really?
I'm assuming he went video to video store.
What was the negotiation like if you were part of it? It's like, well, what do you need? What do you need? Lesbians, cheerleaders, what do you need? What do you need?
Honestly, I stayed out of it because he had all the garbage, like shitty 6-hour compilation porns that suck.
I think they went up to like 12 and 16 hours, some of those compilations. Well, anyways, we are way sidetracked.
Like he doesn't own fucking 19 copies of different volumes.
It shows you how much I think if he knows you're alone when I'm talking about porn and trucks. But it's one of those films. I don't have a ton to say about it. I mean, like I said, every time I keep thinking like, okay, I think this is better than I remembered, and it's not. It's
I do
not.
The 100% I do the same thing. Yeah. I'm like, I think I liked it. All right, let's give it another try. Maybe it's better.
I mean, it's confidently made, I guess, but it's just a slog of a movie.
Because like to me, it feels like Halloween if John Carpenter did all the stuff that was uninteresting on screen. So, because like there's, again, it's fine. It looks fine, but it just never grabs a hold of me like at all. And there's a cool concept about like the murdering engaged fucking people. That's kind of cool.
Brides to be.
Brides to be. Thank you, Kurt. That idea is cool. It's just, he didn't really give us that on screen.
I wonder if it is also the case to deal with by the time we see this, even going back to the VHS days, Dan, you've seen this movie 1,000 times over.
Well, in my case, not really. This was pretty early. I mean, it wasn't the first slasher film I saw, but I remember being a little kid and renting this.
I was going to say, you didn't watch it in 1980. I know that much.
Well, it wasn't alive in 1980.
That's what I'm saying. So,
checkmate, sir.
So by the time everything was established, but even with that.
I do think mediocre is a little strong, but the fact that it's got you three times, I understand you're a little mad now.
Yeah, well, there was big chunks of time in between that, so I'm content never really watching it again. If Tom Hanks weren't in this movie, it would not be talked about much at all.
You know what? It's barely talked about even with Tom Hanks in the movie, Dan.
Oh, they've exploited Tom Hanks on this one.
He has talked about
not in like 20 years, though. They didn't exploit him at all in this release. They really haven't since back.
Probably because people are like, "You need to knock that off." All right, Mr. Hanks, our bad.
They didn't even do that on the DVD release. It really
they
has.
They should have just taken a. They should have gone like full Core Jaws. Just take a still of him as Forrest Gump and just make it look like.
I was gonna say before he started running in Forrest Gump, he was running the trails in this piece of shit.
As long as they didn't do the Critters 3 and like they threw Leo on the cover. Thank God,
not that shameless. Do you think because there was a death written for him at one point, and
he won everybody over with his Tom Hanks charm. I understand.
Well, let's save that, Dan. Let's get someone else's opinion. Maybe Kruger loves it. He's gonna start suplexing you in 2 minutes.
I don't think I'm taking a suplex off this one. Maybe other things, but not this one.
Yeah, I wasn't a big fan either. First thing I'll say, the soundtrack kind of annoyed the fuck out of me, to be honest with you.
Great TV movie.
Yeah, and there was a couple of like song choices that I was just like, all right, I want to put a bullet in my head. The dialogue, like, it was cheesy as fuck, and like not in a good way. And normally I wouldn't care about cheesiness in a fucking, you know, a slasher, but I don't know, something about this shit just rubbed me the wrong way. The characters too were just annoying as fuck, and you know, the cops, I thought, you know, we're super fucking annoying anytime they were on screen. And our main character, you know, this woman unsure about her marriage. Like, I didn't really give a shit. And I wanted to see the killer, you know, just murder all these fucks. And as far as the story goes, like you already said, Dan, the opening kill sequence is really strong. So, like, I got pretty excited. you know, in that movie theater scene. And I was like, all right, you know, we're ready to party. But then it just fizzles out, and probably because I didn't care about any of the characters. And more times than not, I'm just kind of waiting for the slasher elements to come into play. And like you said, Pugs, it's very Halloween-esque. Like, there's actually some shot-for-shot stuff, like, from the original Halloween that's kind of funny. And that kind of rubbed me the wrong way, too. So, yeah, I'm not a big fan. Like, I'm glad I watched this just to, you know, say I watched it and, you know how it is now. But I don't think I'll find myself, you know, revisiting this anytime soon, if not, you know, ever. I mean, the kills were just mostly off screen and nothing really good outside that first sequence. So, yeah, it's kind of a dud. And, you know, I think if you're a slasher completionist, you know, definitely check it out. But one and done for me. I don't need to see this movie again ever.
Pugs?
I gave mine. We're pretty much on the same page here. I don't think it's like super mediocre like Dan did.
That's what you
did. I just wouldn't use that word.
It's not the worst slasher movie ever made.
Yeah, we'll see where it lands when we rate it. Though, Dan, do me a favor. If this hits 4K, remind me to go back and watch this review. In 5 years.
You know what this kind of reminds me of, like quality wise? New Year's Evil. Remember when we did that commentary? It was very lackluster, similar to
Would
that.
You rather watch again?
I would say I'd watch this over New Year's Evil.
I'm New Year's Evil.
It's I might go New Year's Evil too, and I don't like either one, but just by a hair.
It's just that one's bad. At least you can laugh at it in stupid scenes. This one, I don't feel like there was anything laughable.
Here's my thing. New Year's Evil didn't have a single kill I even liked. At least this one had the opening sequence. So okay, there's that for me. but yeah, let's rate it. Fuck it. So me personally, I am a 2 out of 5. And I think that's being generous, and probably a lot of that is because of the, you know, time period it takes place in and it being an 80s slasher, and that opening sequence. But other than that, you know, skip it or don't, you know, if you're a slasher completionist, check it out. But 2 out of 5 for me. What about you, Pugs?
I think it's worth one time watch, but I'm not rating it that high. It's a 2.5, but I can see on a revisit it might go down. So 2.5, Mr. Dan.
I'm a 1. I don't need to ever watch this again.
So better than Candyman.
I'll tell you what. If this video gets it's better than Candyman. But if this video gets 2,000. Watches, I will do it again on Patreon and suffer with you.
If that's the case, you're doing a commentary.
2,000 YouTube views, and I will I'll do a watch along or whatever you guys want on Patreon.
Nude watch along with Dan.
2,000, you high maintenance motherfucker.
Well, I'm making sure because I don't know if 2,000 are going to click on this, but
I'm a 2.5 also.
Okay.
So should I even bother asking what's getting eliminated?
You have to.
Up for elimination, we have Slumber Party Massacre, Eyes of a Stranger, Evil Dead Trap, and He Knows You're Alone. I'm already making my notes, but go ahead.
Yeah, no, this killer gets fucking destroyed by every single person we have on our list right now, and the movie isn't that great, so I say we leave the list as is, and the baby would impale him like the chick from Cannibal Holocaust.
I co-sign. He Knows You're Alone, has to get the axe from me.
Forrest runs his way right into a machete to the face. It's curtains for He Knows You're Alone.
Yeah, I was going to joke and say something else, but I can't even do that.
I almost said Slumber Party Massacre just to fuck with everybody, but I'm like, you know what? I'll save that.
All right, do we have spoilers?
I don't.
I'll at least talk about the opening kill, so let's just fucking do it.
Dan pimp the shit, and then spoiler, right?
All right, guys. Be sure to like, share, subscribe, smash that notification bell. You really help the channel grow on YouTube, and we appreciate it. Those likes do matter. And please weigh in the comments as well, because we're curious to get your thoughts. Maybe you're a fan of He Knows You're Alone, and you can tell us how full of shit we are. We don't care about that, so go for it.
And don't forget, hey, join us for our next episode, which will be Babysitter Massacre.
So. Yes, our next Slashtober entry, Babysitter Massacre. We're going to keep going. We'll see how things end up. Patreon.com/FleshWoundFeatures. Lots of bonus content for the Halloween season there, including Kruger and Todd with the bonus show on Evil Dead Trap 2 and 3, as well as another show on Slumber Party Massacre 2 and 3.
Available now.
Available now, yes. And yeah, wow. FleshWoundFeatures.com, links to the Teespring store and all that good stuff.
All right, spoiler time.
Okay, so
the opening was No Killer Party. I'll just say that even.
I'm trying to think what was the opening.
Killer Party's the rock video opening, and then it pulls back in.
Oh, fuck that goddamn piece of shit.
They kept going with it.
I love that. All right, go ahead.
That completely threw me off. My bad. I'm like remembering if I'm trying to remember what movie that is. Did we do that last
fucking... Yeah, Killer Party was last year, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, is that the one where it turns supernatural at the end?
It's the April Fool's one. I thought it did. Well, you know, we'll figure that out later. Why don't we talk about this one?
Sorry.
I'm going to make sure we did it.
Yeah, so the opening kill where the chick gets stabbed, you know, through the theater seat. I thought that was pretty cool considering it was during a slasher movie and, you know, she screams, so everybody just thought it was her being scared. And
Scream, you know, 2 that, before Scream 2, kind
of. Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I thought it was, you know, that was a pretty iconic opening, but then everything else just turns to shit. I mean, the shot for shot Halloween stuff, I mean, there's a scene specifically. There's some of the stock stuff for sure, but then there's the scene where he breaks through the door. And yeah, it's just like it's straight out of the fucking Halloween. It's like, come on, man.
And their version of Loomis was not as cool, but that's hard to pull off, to be fair. But yeah, he had nowhere near. Like, calm down, guy.
Yeah, I was over the whole cops. I thought they sucked.
Yeah. There were no cops from Last House, I'll just say.
Good old boys.
But yeah, mediocre. But, you know, it's weird because I was looking at some of the reviews on IMDb, and there's people that hold this to a pretty high regard, surprisingly, which I'm like, I don't see what they're seeing outside of maybe their Tom Hanks fanboys, but...
Every 80s slasher has like some fan that thinks it's the best slasher ever. I've noticed that. There's always someone for everyone. Yeah. But I don't get it with this one.
No.
All right.
Glad I saw it. It's off the list.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, no, right. For sure.
Well, before we get out of here, do we have anything else?
No. Stay tuned for more Slashtober.
Yeah. All right. Well, that being said, gentlemen, let's enjoy our October. Mr. Dan.
Good night, guys.
Good evening.
Stay sick, motherfuckers.
I'll see you in Disneyland.